Even as Greece names a new leader, there are still fears that other countries are close behind its debt crisis.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Greece has a new prime minister-to-be. Loukas Papademos is a former Harvard University professor, and he served as vice president of the European Central Bank. Papademos says he wants Greece to continue to use the euro and not get kicked out of the eurozone. But there are critics who say if Greece is not removed, the debt crisis will keep on spreading. Christopher Worth has more now from London.
When the debt crisis began, it was just about Greece, then Ireland, then Portugal. All are relatively small economies. The thinking went Europe could handle trouble there. The bigger fear was if the contagion wasn't walled off, it could eventually infect globally significant economies like Spain and Italy. But the line was essentially drawn there. Not anymore. Worries are spreading to even bigger economies, namely France, and here's why. To some economists, the French budget deficit more resembles Ireland and Portugal's rather than Germany's. Guntram Vols is with the Brussels-based think tank Bruegel.
Certainly, France currently has a very significant deficit, much beyond the German one. And markets certainly see that difference now more clearly than a couple of years ago.
He says even if the crisis is contained before it gets to France, Italy is already big enough to doom the euro. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Well, the European debt crisis did find its way to Rochester, Michigan last night, sort of. That was the site of the latest Republican presidential debate, where we got a bit from the candidates how they would handle the crisis going on in Europe. Marketplace's David Gura reports.
Europe took almost as much heat as the White House last night. The candidates sounded the alarm on what's going on across the Atlantic. Texas Congressman Ron Paul said the U.S. should be paying attention. Former Utah Governor John Huntsman said we could learn a lesson from what's happening there.
If you want a window into what this country is going to look like in the future if we don't get on top of our debt, you're seeing it playing out in Europe right now.
During the CNBC-sponsored debate, none of the candidates advocated for U.S. intervention to help Europe. Former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney said he's not interested in bailing out any more banks, especially ones based in Europe.
There's going to be an effort to try and draw us in and talk about how we need to help Italy and help Europe. Europe is able to help Europe.
Romney did say he's in favor of what he called world efforts, like the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, organizations the U.S. helps bankroll. Businessman Herman Cain said right now, the U.S. should be focusing all its economic efforts at home. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European shares are mostly higher right now, average of about 1%, anywhere from 0.5% to 1.5% across the continent. A far different story, though, in Asia today, where markets tumbled, Hong Kong by more than 5%. Fewer people claimed jobless benefits in this country last week. According to the Labor Department, that number was down 10,000 to 390,000, closer to a threshold that indicates some job growth here in the United States. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 389 points, about 3%, to close at 11,780.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Novo Nordisk. Since 1923, committed to diabetes care and areas of unmet medical needs at novonordisk-us.com. By Mass Mutual, offering business owners financial guidance for the long term. Information at massmutual.com. And by Money Magazine's Take Charge Live, a series of events designed to help you take charge of your finances. November 16th at Boston College. Registration at moneytakecharge.com.
One of the remedies Europe came up with to ease Greek debt was to ask banks to take a so-called haircut on the money Greece owed. Well, now, haircut is one of those odd business terms that we hear from time to time. So I asked Marketplace senior editor and whiteboard guru Patty Hurst to define the term for me. He said it would be easier for me to wrap my head around it if he could drag me out of the office for a hands-on explainer. And guess where we wound up.
Welcome to Bolt Barbers, gentlemen. My name is Mohawk Matt, and I'll be your tonsorial specialist today.
Nice to meet you, Matt. Hey, this is a comfy chair.
Hey, Steve, I know we're talking about bones, but try to stay focused here.
All right, sorry.
So, a haircut. That sounds pretty painless, right?
Sure, I need one myself, actually, Patty. I'm glad you sent us here.
All right, Matt, if I asked you to give Steve a 50% haircut, what would you take that to mean?
I'd say you wanted me to cut off half his hair.
Whoa. That's a okay, I guess. It'll grow back.
Yeah, your hair may grow back, but if you're a German bank getting a haircut on Greek debt, there's no growing back. That hair is gone.
That hair is gone for good?
For good. Look, let me illustrate. Give me $100.
Right now? Here?
Okay, come on, you know. Lend it to me. You know I'm good for it.
Okay, here you go.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, what? Uh-oh.
Mate, I've run out of cash. I can only pay you 50 back.
What do you mean? You owe me $100?
Yeah, but I can only pay you 50 back.
What about next week?
No, never. You just took a 50% haircut, my friend.
Ouch! That's a 50% haircut?
Yes. So imagine how all the banks that lent Greece about $280 billion are feeling right now.
I would say $140 billion short, I guess.
Yeah, and remember, they're banks who borrow at one rate and then lend at another. So that's $140 billion they owe to other people. So Greece may end up wiping that debt off its books, but that debt still exists. And now the banks have to find a way to pay that money back to their depositors.
And they don't have that kind of money, I'm sure, lying around.
Well, we're not sure. You know, some may not. We're going to have to see how much money those banks have in reserve. And if they don't have enough, then there's a real danger they could start failing, you know, runs on banks, that kind of stuff. And then it could be Lehman Brothers all over again.
That's pretty depressing, Patty.
Yeah, I'm sorry, mate.
It hadn't stopped me, though, from wanting to get my own haircut. Hey, Matt, just 10% off the top?
Why don't we take a little bit off the sides as well?
Oh, no. I don't like that thing.
Marketplaces, Patty Hirsch, Mohawk, Matt the Barber, and me at Bolt Barbers in downtown Los Angeles. We have a video, by the way, of my haircut adventure at marketplace.org. Finally this morning, sometimes things just work out for the best. And by best, I mean Best Buy. The electronics retailer was interviewing someone for a job at a store in Pennsylvania, but the manager decided not to hire the 23-year-old. Something told him he wasn't the right person for the job. Turns out, on the very same day of his interview, surveillance cameras caught the job applicant stealing an Xbox by shoving the game console down his pants. Pretty smart guy, eh? Except, oh yeah, he had just applied for a job, and on that application was his address, where police arrested him 2 days later. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
All right, pardon the dated reference, but over in China, it's all about the Benjamins when it comes to getting a good education.
You just give them that list of schools you're interested, and they will do it for you. They are not ashamed of doing this. You pay them, and they get it out for you.
I'm Kai Rizdal, wanted Chinese students for universities here in the States. The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.